The Eagles got to get ready for what I think is the best power running back they've seen this year. Alfred Morris, week one, really wasn't ready to go yet. But this kid, Eddie Lacy, now, he's a different breed. This is power, and this is determination.
You watch this game Monday night versus the Chicago Bears. You see Eddie Lacy with his shoulder pads square to the line of scrimmage and get downhill immediately.
Ike, you have a phrase. You said, like, defensive backs got to make a business decision.
Yeah.
When he's coming at you.
You see 47 coming?
Chris Conte, yeah.
He's saying right now. Now, listen, a guy this big, you should tackle up top, shoulder pads, ride him to the ground. But Conte is saying, I don't really know if I can make that tackle. Let him get by me a little bit, and then I'll try to drag him down from behind. And you see, you can't do it with that kid.
Well, the Eagles' offensive line coach, Jeff Stoutland, was the offensive line coach in Alabama when he was there. So he certainly is familiar with the power and ability. Now, you know, they're going to run John Kuhn across the formation right here to kind of really seal Peppers, and then he's going to take it inside here. And it's just, he's a man. He's a man, and he mans up in here pretty good because it looks like he's going to be stopped right here. But those legs don't stop moving.
No, this should have been a one-yard gain at best. But Eddie Lacy, because of the power in his legs and his determination, you see this kid refuses to go down. He's getting an opportunity to start and be the focal point of this offense with Rodgers out, and he's taking full advantage of it.
And this fullback right here, he's going to take him to the hole right here. He's going to lead up on the inside linebacker.
Here's another one of those business decisions. You see 41 coming up there?
Yeah.
Do I want him tackling him up top? Yeah. I don't think so. I'm going to dive for the ankles. And that's not going to work. You don't want him getting to the second level of your defense, but if the secondary, Earl Wolf, Patrick Chung, Nate Allen, who's back there, you got to hit this guy up top and just ride him to the ground. You can't dive at his ankles because he doesn't go down like that.
And when you get inside the five-yard line, you can expect heavy dose of power football right here. I mean, this is what they're going to do. A couple extra tight ends, linemen right here. He's hit by Aaron Henderson, their middle linebacker right there behind the line of scrimmage. Runs right through that. I mean, you can see right here, Henderson is going to hit him here, but he's not going to wrap him up, like, and that's, you're just going to bounce off him if you do that.
You said a key thing there, Baldy. You have to wrap this guy up. Trying to knock him down with a shoulder tackle, that's not going to work. Wrap him up, but more importantly, game tackle. You have to get 11 hats to the football when you got a runner running with this type of determination.